From the AM/FM 24/7 radio network, broadcasting from AM and FM stations around the country. Welcome to the Small Business Administration award-winning School for Startups Radio, where we talk all things small business and entrepreneurship. Now, here is your host, the guy that believes anyone can be a successful entrepreneur, because entrepreneurship is not about creativity, risk, or passion, Jim Beach.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of School for Startups Radio. It is Thursday, and we've got a fantastic show for you today, August 20th, and I appreciate you being with us. We're sort of doing things backwards this show. Maybe we should do an entire show backwards where we run the outro music first and then say goodbye and then do the interview and then do the introduction. I think David Letterman did a show like that one time where the entire show was backwards, and there was a Seinfeld episode that was backwards, if I remember right, when they went to India, and it made no sense until you saw the beginning when they got invited to a wedding in India, and then it all made sense. Anyway, we are going to start off with a quick 10, which usually is at the end. Suzanne Sarsfield Scarano is going to play the quick 10, and then we're going to do our Wayne Elliott interview. Again, we are writing a book on the environment, and he is one of the key figures in the book, so we're doing interviews for that, and we're playing them for you so you can meet Wayne and hear some of his great stories, but you can see the process of how we get a book done. We'll be right back to get started.
Bye.
We are back and have another brave contestant willing to play the quick 10. Please welcome to the show Suzanne Sarsfield Sacaro. I forgot the middle name, had to look that up. Suzanne, sorry. Suzanne, how are you doing today? Tell us very quickly about Forethought.
Forethought provides communication solutions to encourage progress using marketing, strategy, and magic sessions.
All right. Do you want to accept the standard wager for the Quick 10 game?
Yes.
Great. What is your... I have to ask. DeSantis makes me ask, are you currently sober?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to stop and change that? We don't have to be sober to play. We just need to know because of the wager.
No, I think I'm good. I don't need any tequila.
Number one, your favorite creativity hack.
Shampooing my hair. I guess it's the massaging of the head. I don't know.
Number two, favorite bootstrapping trick.
Reminding myself that this is not a dress rehearsal.
Number three, name your top passions.
Creating space for everyone to live our best lives. My husband, my daughter, hiking, and chocolate.
Number four, the first three steps in starting a business are?
Believe that you have what it takes and you'll get it done. Surround yourself with great people who you enjoy being with. And if you're not enjoying what you're doing, shift it to make sure you're having fun.
Number five, the best way to get your first real customer is?
Do it for the passion, not the money.
Number six, your dreamiest technology is?
Human design.
Number seven, best entrepreneurial advice.
Your head is for data and info. Don't get wrapped up in overthinking. Get out of your head and listen to your gut. Your gut knows better than anything.
Number eight, worst entrepreneurial mistake.
Not listening to my gut. I thought I could help someone who really didn't want to help themselves. And I avoided that gut feeling and ended up having more chaos in my life than I ever dreamed of.
Number nine, favorite entrepreneur and why?
Oprah Winfrey, coming from extremely humble beginnings and building a media empire, she didn't just popularize tabloid talk shows, she revolutionized them, right? She used literature, self-improvement, mindfulness, spirituality. It's just amazing what she did.
Number 10, favorite superhero?
So since 2012, my favorite superhero has always been Hawkeye from the Avengers. Hawkeye is a regular person. He's an expert marksman and archer, hand-to-hand combatant, not like a, you know, crazy I could fly type of thing. And now this real life person has healed his body from blunt chest trauma, 38 broken bones. The guy's an inspiration, testament to the value of health and fitness.
Awesome. I will find out who that is. Suzanne.
Jeremy Renner. He was run over by the tractor.
Yeah,
he was Hawkeye. He played Hawkeye in all the Marvel Avenger movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gave up on him. I just didn't do Marvel. I had too much of my life, and Marvel didn't have space. So
look him up, Hawkeye. Yeah. Archer, marksman, genius. It's really cool.
I'm saving that for my retirement, Suzanne.
Oh, you got a long ways to go.
Yeah. Oh, I've just been giving your score. Oh, I'm so sorry for it. You got a 94. 94 is an excellent score, but you have to have a 95 to win the wager.
You're
and so
kidding.
You owe us a Tesla.
A Tesla. Okay.
Yes. We look forward to receiving that.
Thank you.
How do we find out more and get in touch with Forethought?
Forethoughtmarketing.com. Forethought marketing.com.
Suzanne, thank you so very much, and we will be right back.
Thank you, Jim. Bye.
Sell. Bye.
We are back, and again, so very appreciative that you are with us. We are joined by our favorite Canadian environmental entrepreneur, Wayne Elliott. He has had an amazing career in ship breaking and also in recycling. Wayne, welcome back. How are you doing today?
Good, Jim. How are you?
I am well. How many ships did you break during your career so far? Or how many tons?
My family, including my dad, have done over 200 ships. And, when I was in charge, I believe I did approximately 100.
How many tons is that?
And in terms of tons, it would be somewhere between 500,000 and 750,000 tons of metal.
What's the biggest ship?
Well, I've consulted on ships, including aircraft carriers in the United States, up to 88,500 tons. But as far as my own experience with breaking in our facilities, I believe the biggest was just over 10,000 tons, a Lakes freighter. And I've done several of that size, of course.
Right.
So it'll be a couple of dozen.
Wayne, you wanted to talk this morning a little bit about hiring. Let's dive in. What are some of your thoughts?
Well, there's, again, to try and share some experience with folks that are in business or going into business, especially in a competitive job market, as we've experienced, I think both in Canada and the United States, COVID sure didn't help, but you know, the challenge in business is to, of course, get good people who, when I don't do hiring anymore for our main companies, Jim, but in the years that I did, I always said something to someone that we had picked from the pool of applicants when we were set to hire them. I always said the same thing, and most of them said to me that they'd never heard that before. And I would say to them, you know, welcome to the team, and I sincerely hope you retire from our company. And I meant it, of course. There's no money in having to retrain or train a new person because someone left. So it's just very important. One of my friends who's an HR specialist said this, and it's very true. You're better off to make no hire than making a bad hire. You know, you need more than a pulse to qualify for most jobs. And so that's very important. But what I did want to touch on today, I always preferred bonuses and appreciation bonuses to staff. And I had great luck in my half century of running several industries in the recycling and environmental business, and great success retaining people. And I think the most important thing, Jim, is that your staff, your team, is best to know that you care about them. And in the years that there was no extra money, the very least that we did at Christmas time was to provide the staff with turkeys and all the fixings and some treats for the Christmas holiday for the family. Help wanted signs out in pretty much all the categories, Jim, from the service jobs, crane operators, accountants, just about every field was looking for more help, more people. So wages went up. I can tell you in Canada, wages went up considerably. And the minimum wage went up. I think in Canada now it's either $17.50 or $18.50 an hour. I know California, I think, just went to $20 an hour. But not just I don't believe we've had anyone at minimum wage for many years at our companies, but so everybody's making more money than that. And we did give raises routinely, especially when they were deserved. But to raise wages in lieu of or instead of bonuses, I believe is not a good idea. Those bonuses were great incentive, great motivation for people. Get extra money at Christmas, get extra money at the start of the summer season for their holidays and so forth. And, you know, so on the one hand, you can hurt morale a little bit. You can take away from motivation and incentive a little bit, and instead adding to the fixed overhead. In Canada, you cannot reduce someone's wages or change their job function, their job title, without their approval. So just raising wages, you know, you're stuck with that. Now, I'll tell you this, Jim, over all the years, over the 50 years, there was three times that I had to reduce staff's wages 10%. I felt terrible about it. I told them I would make it up to them. But when I reduced staff 10% of their wages, senior management was reduced 25%, and the working owners, including myself, were reduced 50%. And in companies, it really doesn't matter what size, but information has a way of leaking out and filtering out and spreading around. And, you know, if your staff has had a wage cut proposed or no bonuses this year, but the owner, the owners, the senior managers are still enjoying the life of Riley, it's just terrible for morale. So anytime we did that, our staff went along with it the three times. And, of course, they found out that senior management lost 25% and that the working owners lost 50% of the wage. Now, they always came back. Thank God. We always made it out of hard times and tried to make it up to the people and had great loyalty over those years. So when I see some of these things going on today, cutting out the bonuses, which are discretionary, so they're not part of a fixed overhead, and they're switched out for higher wages. Well, we just talked about one of the downsides. It can hurt incentive, motivation. But the other thing it hurts is it adds to that fixed overhead. And that's something that whether you're open or not, Jim, whether it's a holiday weekend, a statutory holiday, those are part of the fixed overhead, the fixed costs. So I did want to touch on that today. Personally, I would always stick with the bonus system. And of course, you have to pay people properly and you have to give wages when their wage increases when they're due and earned, or a person progresses at their job. That doesn't change. but to systematically raise wages and stop bonuses or these incentive bonuses, I think is a bad move. And so I just wanted to bring that up in case others, I know lots of businesses, especially small business today, are struggling. The fallout from COVID, people having less disposable income, given the inflationary prices, taxes seem to only go up in Canada. I don't ever recall any tax reductions. So as the years go by, we've added sales tax about 20 years ago in Canada. There were many things exempt. Groceries were exempt. Haircuts were exempt. Many things were exempt from sales tax. Today, there is no exemption, not on a vehicle, a haircut, your groceries. Everything carries a 13% sales tax in Ontario. So when the government did that, effectively, the population lost 13% of disposable income to actually buy something with, not tax, not a fee, but to actually spend on a good or service. We lost 13% in one stroke of the pen with the government. So, you know, it's just very important. A friend of mine used to say, anybody can go into business, just hang a sign and create an overhead, and away you go. And it's, you know, it's really like that. And of course, in hard times, those fixed costs don't change. Your light bill still has to be paid, your land tax, your rent, if you're renting from the landlord, the wages for your staff. These are all fixed. They come back every month, regardless of how good or bad business is, regardless of whether it's a holiday. Statutory holidays, I think we're up to 8 of them now in Canada. Well, the bigger the business, the more that costs. And I sure don't begrudge people the holidays, but it's a very expensive thing for a business owner, these statutory holidays. In Canada, if you have someone work on a stat holiday, they get double time, even though it isn't overtime, but they get double time. So, of course, a lot of places close on the stat holidays because they can't afford the double wages. You know, all of these things are very, very real. And whenever you owe the government, land taxes, income tax, any of that, Jim, those are blessed. You know, you can't get out from under those. You can negotiate better deals with other people, with other business service providers, suppliers. You can't negotiate with the government. These are blessed. Land taxes you can't even get out of in bankruptcy. Not here in Canada. So that fixed overhead is what'll get you. And so, you know, you'd be very careful. You buy a new vehicle and the payment's $500 a month. Well, your fixed overhead just went up by that amount and has to be paid. The other rule of thumb my dad always taught me from when I was very young, he would say, do your best at the start of the day to pay to do something, sell the work, sell the service, whatever it was we were doing. Try and pay for your own wages as soon as possible every day. And because it doesn't matter who you are, if you're drawing a wage or a salary, you know, it's a real cost. And that was, I think it was a wise thing he told me because I was always conscious of it. I've been lucky and made a pretty good living most of my life. So I was that cost to the company, and try and pay for yourself as a first action every day.
Wayne, how do you establish bonuses? Do you go down the list and go person by person and say, oh, I saw this guy, he worked really hard, so let's give him $200. And then, the last time I saw this guy, he was on the phone, he gets $100. Or do you go down and say, everyone gets $150? What do you think's the fairest way to give out a bonus?
What we always did was, and this isn't fashionable in most companies, I can tell you, Jim, we always had, you know, senior management that may even be involved in some profit sharing. So that was different. They were like owners and would get their share. But there were always those, I don't want to call them special employees, but managers, lead hands, men and women that did stand out with great performance and did a good job running whatever they were in charge of. So generally they got more. And the balance of the staff, whether you were a maintenance person, the cleaning lady, or a truck driver, they got the same amount. We always wanted it to be equal. We did differentiate if a person had less than 6 months with the company and less than 3 months with the company, but no one was ever left out. And of course, they would talk to others. People talk, and they would know that once they got 6 months in, they should expect a higher bonus. And you know, it was certainly somewhat performance related, but it was really the end of the day, it was really a profit share. And I've always felt that there is never an unimportant employee. I compare a lot of things to football, Jim. And tell me which player on the offense isn't important or which player on the defense. You know, if the left guard doesn't show up today, you lose the football game. So if a mechanic or the cleaning lady or the sales person or the bookkeeper doesn't show up today, you've got a hole in your armor. Something's missing. The team's not complete. So there are no unimportant jobs or they wouldn't exist. And so everyone is important. That's the way I've always looked at it. And that's the way I've always tried to treat my teams, was that we're all important. And I've told them, I would tell them this at our dinners or parties or meetings, monthly newsletters. I think you really have to appreciate your staff. And even if you have no money, it's a human nature thing, Jim. We all like a little bit of attention. And it costs nothing to tell someone that you're proud of them or they're doing a wonderful job. You're so pleased with them. It doesn't cost a penny if you don't have money, but it can go a long way. Everyone likes some attention, and everyone likes to be appreciated. That's my experience.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You wanted to start off today talking about retail, small business retail.
Yeah, just from, of course, what many of us know and read about, Jim, but with the Strauss Company, they have many smallish retail customers, the likes of health food stores and primarily health food stores really is their retail clients, if you will. And of course, COVID hurt all those people in more ways than one, between being closed in Canada here in Ontario. They were closed three different times, and the ones that were in the malls, they caught it the worst because they weren't allowed to open, and staff issues, just every issue you can think of. The bills continued. They had to pay their rent and the light bill and so forth, but no sales. And many of them tried different things, delivering to your door in their towns, and really struggled. Hundreds in the United States and Canada have gone out of business, unfortunately. These are some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. They're not in the business for the money, that's for sure. It's not like Western medicine. And they're in it for the rewards mostly, and they like to help people. And you'll meet some of the nicest people in health stores. But so we've noticed, of course, our retailers have suffered greatly. Some people had to keep paying the bills with no sales and depleted their savings, and it's really been a disaster. The second thing that happened, and in the long run, the worst, in my opinion, Jim, is that during COVID, people got very used to Amazon and big box online purchasing with the computer, the online buying delivered to your door. And there was a poll here in Canada where something like 70-some-odd% of people were getting everything they could during COVID delivered to their door. The disturbing part of the poll was that 53% of them would continue to do that after COVID, save the gas, save the time, very convenient, and often price competitive. So small retailers in virtually every business, Jim, have had the 1-2 punch, and just really difficult for these folks and to stay in business. I had a compounding pharmacist tell me the other day, this isn't one of the big chains of pharmacies. He said that the big guys in Canada and the United States, they sell pharmaceutical pills for less than the independents can buy them. So even small independent pharmacies, unless they're the only one in town or they're very popular, don't do as well as the big names because of the prices. So retail business has been tough. What we found is that you need to do more to promote your business, promote sales, advertise, and so forth. You need to do more these days and expect less result that we once experienced. As you know, I do health radio shows between 1 and 200 a year, Jim, and where health is the topic. And there's nothing more important to us. Our health is our wealth, and the wealth of those that love and care about us, and friends and family and so forth. So, you know, it should be number one. And that's the other thing, of course, that we suffered, that we've heard in all the reports, that anxiety and addiction and all kinds of depression increased tremendously through COVID, people not seeing their loved ones and so forth. So there's never been a more important time to look after ourselves. And I love that my job now in our family businesses is the Strauss Company. Peter Strauss, of course, is our family's partner and our dear friend. But it's just so rewarding, Jim. I'll tell you two quick experiences. My friend who told me about the Strauss Heart Drops 30 years ago, he's out in British Columbia. He's 81, I think. He's had lots of trouble, couldn't walk and so forth, and heart trouble early on. That's how he had the Strauss Heart Drops and told me about them. That's how I found out about them almost 30 years ago. Well, he's doing great. He's 81. He's still in business. He goes around picking up catalytic converters and scrap metal and so forth. Got some steady customers. He's still doing it at 81. And I just left an 85-year-old this morning that I took a couple of products and things to. And the difference in him in 2.5 months, Jim, taking the Strauss Heart Drops, number one, and a couple of other formulas, he's lost about 30 pounds. He looks 10 years younger. He told me he's riding the bicycle again. He's 85, a real good friend down the road who was in the meat business all his life. So, you know, the working with Strauss was always my favorite thing to do and closest to my heart, really going back after they changed my life almost 30 years ago. I worked and I became Eastern Canadian distributor for, 6 or 7 years and built that business. But the great reward was helping people. And as Jim Strauss would say, even people you'll never meet on the radio and elsewhere, just the reward is like nothing else. And that's like everything else he ever told me, that's turned out to be very true. I just really makes me feel good about me. Really, Jim, and it's just wonderful to see the results when people have their health helped and get back to their life. So I'm very passionate about this, and everybody says that comes through with me. Both my parents had their lives really saved and extended with these just natural, 100% natural herbal formulas that the Strauss family has made for most of the formulas for generations. And my dear friend Peter Strauss is the 8th generation master herbalist in the family. And so, as I mentioned, it's a challenging business today. Our retailers, the health stores, they've took it on the chin pretty good. So my son and I are going across Canada on a tour. We've already started here closer to home and but going right across the country, and we'll visit over 700 stores and outlets and meet the people and see if we can rev this up and end up helping more people, Jim. And you know what else is wonderful for me, a guy who was an environmentalist most of his life, is that what Jim Strauss taught me and the connection between us and nature and how everything connects, not only in our bodies, but out in nature, everything connects. There's a reason for everything. And, you know, as an environmentalist, it kind of closed the loop for me to, I feel, have a basic, I don't use big words, Jim, but I have a good basic understanding of how nature works in the environment. And of course, sticks out for me the things that we've done wrong to ourselves, to our environment over the years. And things are improving, that's for sure, thank goodness. But as rewarding as the environmental businesses have been for me, I always felt like in our tiny way up here in Canada, we were doing good for the environment. And, you know, I testified in the States and in England and in the High Court of England, Admiralty Court. We're always doing our best in terms of the environment, whether it was shipbreaking, battery recycling, or anything else. But this health business, Jim, is more direct. It's to people. You get to see them, some of them. And you get to hear some of the good results. You don't hear from everyone that Strauss sells a lot of product in the world. But it's the most rewarding thing I'll ever do. And my relationship with Jim Strauss, God bless him, rest in peace, will be the most profound relationship that I ever have in my life.
Wayne, a lot to unpack there. And I want to come back to Strauss in just a second. But before that, do you see any solutions for these small retailers? Are you seeing any innovative ideas that are helping some of them stay afloat?
Well, I guess, you know, Jim, we have to do more to expect less. And so what is the Strauss company doing? Well, for starters, me and my youngest son are going across the country, meeting store owners. This is not an easy thing, of course, or a thing to take lightly. It takes certainly time and money, but it's important as far as we're concerned. And we will give out to stores for the purpose of trying themselves or their loved ones or their friends or their best customers, whoever they want. But please try these products. And then get back to us with your order. Satisfaction is guaranteed. And so we'll give away a couple of $100,000 worth of product on this trip. You know, that's how important I think it is. You know, seeing is believing for yourself. You try something and it works, you'll keep taking it, or tell your friend or your family member. So that's what we're doing. And business is just, I guess, you know, the old saying, you can't expect not to change anything and for things to change, you know. So this is a serious situation for all retailers, in my opinion. There are exceptions, of course, but generally speaking, very challenging times. They can have trouble competing for price, have trouble competing for help, for labor. You know, the government continues to raise minimum wage, and, you know, good for those people. I'm not judging that. I'm just pointing out some of the challenges. And there's quite a competition for good people today in the job market in Canada and the United States. So, you know, there's the very, very tough decision for any entrepreneur who's been at it for a while to actually see that it's best to close their business or make some major change. We've, for example, seen a couple of store owners pack in the bricks and mortar retail store and trying to make their living with seeing clients and online business. So, you know, this isn't going to change, Jim, the situation with the big box stores. Walmart and such, their pricing, and a lot of foreign products. I don't like that myself. I like to buy in America, but a lot of foreign products, and the small retailers can't compete. So, I mean, if you're in your own town, you might consider free delivery. So that in, you know, if it was me, I'd be out in my car myself, I guess, and delivering the sporting goods or whatever it was. Otherwise, I guess they have delivery services, but whatever. We just have to do more, Jim, to hold our own or and maybe expect a little less. So it's sure a time for clear thinking. And I've personally made the mistake, here's another mistake, in falling in love with a business, a piece of property, and when I've been smarter to let it go. So everybody's quite invested in more ways than one when they start a business, but you can't defy gravity. 2 and 2 is always going to be 4, no matter how many machines you can run it through. It's arithmetic. And to go on hopes, you know, hope things really change here, you know, you got to take a serious look at that, and maybe there's another business that you could do, or if you can't, alter your own. But yeah, crazy competitive world, and things have really changed, Jim, and COVID did it for the big guys. That pushed them right, way over the top. Increases like you can't imagine. Amazon's building warehouses all over the place. All over the place. Fleets of tens of thousands of vehicles. They bought into a truck company in Quebec with a plan of putting the company they own, putting 5,000 of those vehicles on the road. So, you know, in the end, the people that might be driving for these big outfits now could be displaced by company trucks and drivers. Wall Street seems only to go after the money right down to the last penny. There's no, it's nameless and faceless, Jim. So, you know, we've got to really be aware today. It's like three fastballs are coming at you at once in this, and then where we're at today. And business is sure no joke. So it's a difficult time for business. I don't think most retail businesses got back on its feet since COVID.
At Strauss, are you doing anything to help the little players? Or do you have a pricing strategy where you can help mom and pop retailers versus selling on Amazon or anything like that? What can you do as a supplier, as a manufacturer, to help the retailers?
Absolutely, Jim. We Strauss has not increased a price in 23 years, and they have continuously offered discounts, and then they have, I would call them major sales a couple of times a year, usually commensurate with the Canadian Health Food Association shows and conferences. And they're going to be in Denver this August, this month, I guess. They're going to be in Denver doing the same, talking to hundreds of people. So, yes, we do. It's never been cheaper all these years later. It's never been cheaper to buy Strauss. It's not a cheap product, Daniel. You can't buy Rolls Royces for the same price as you can buy Volvos or Pontiac, you know, Chevrolet car. Then Strauss's, these products. Well, the other unusual thing is the person that ends up with the bottle or bottles, their satisfaction is guaranteed. There's no criteria. There's no requirements. If you're not satisfied with a Strauss product, you take it where you got it and you get your full money back with tax. Strauss refuses to have a dissatisfied customer. And thankfully, there's very little of it because people are satisfied. You know, you can't leave it on the shelf and have it work, Daniel. You have to take it, or to Jim, I'm sorry, you have to take it. So yeah, it's a great, great company, great formulas, and I couldn't be happier to finish my life's career out doing this. It's the best I've felt in a long time.
Can you explain to us what's special about the Strauss heart medicine that you take and that you've been describing earlier? How does it work? What does it do? I know you're not a doctor, well, but I know you also know about this.
It cleared my circulation, my blood system. There's 50,000 kilometers of veins and vessels in our body. It's hard to believe, but there is, right down to the tiny capillaries to our skin. And the Strauss heart drops, every drop works to clear that plaque, cholesterol, that restricts our blood flow. So, and the thing of it is, Jim, the 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, not high. Why? Because it's not floating in their blood. It's stuck somewhere, causing a real problem. I had perfect cholesterol blood work when I had my heart attack. It was perfect. They would never suggested the pills to me. Now, I think those pills are among the worst, the statin drugs that shutter your liver's function to produce less cholesterol. I don't think organs are meant to be governed down. And your liver is your big filter among many, many other jobs. So that's the first thing that they'll put people on. The other is blood thinners. And if we were meant to have watery blood, I guess we'd have been created that way. So the heart drops, as they say, 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol like I did. And the danger is when it's stuck and restricting blood flow, not when it's... Your blood system is the only transportation system in our body. It has to carry everything. Your waste, dissolved cholesterol, your food, your medicine, your water, your oxygen, of course, your wastewater, your toxins, all has to go through our blood. So what often happens, what happened with me is my blood cholesterol level, I did my own study, obviously, I wanted to know. My blood cholesterol level almost tripled for a year. I was plugged up really well, or really bad, if you'd rather. And that showed me it was working. My doctor freaked out. He couldn't believe it. I said, "Doc, I feel like Superman, but you don't look too good." And he didn't, and he had the heart attack. He did, that's true. Wonderful man. Wonderful man. Older than me. And sure enough, he had the heart attack. And here they fly the doctors in helicopters to the hospital. We're short doctors as it is. And he came back to work, and I couldn't wait to see him, and I was just shocked when I saw him. I was always real straightforward with him. I told him he looked like, well, you know what. And I brought him another bottle of heart drops, and he still had the two full ones in his desk. Broke my heart, really. Couldn't get his head around that cholesterol floating in the blood wouldn't be harmful. He said to me, "If that's the case, why is sugar harmful in our blood?" I said, "Tell me, Doc, how exactly sugar and cholesterol are the same things. Explain that to me, please." I said, that's just not the correct thinking. The sugar and cholesterol are the same thing. They're not. Anyway, the poor man had to retire, and he was just a wonderful man. Bedside manner like you'd only see on TV. I thought the world of the man. And what a shame that he wouldn't take it, couldn't get his head around it, and he saw what happened to me. So it just blew my mind. You know, I guess, you know, maybe brainwashed is brainwashed, or if you're schooled a certain way, not open to seeing is believing. And I came right to life on those heart drops. First thing happened for me in 2 weeks, the hearing returned to my left ear. I never would have guessed that was cholesterol if I lived to be 100. I would never have thought that. Running cranes without separate generators, like for the first years, where the drive for to run the magnet went off the main engine, so it was full throttle the whole time. I ran those cranes and music. We all listened to music, and I thought my ears had just got damaged over the years. Well, 2 weeks I got the hearing returned to my left ear, so I could actually hear what you were saying, not just hear a noise. And about 4 weeks after that, my bronchial began to clear like big time. I couldn't even clear my throat without stuff coming out. And then after that, 6-7 weeks, boy, the energy began to ramp up for me. And Jim, I was like a house on fire. Foolishly, I almost stopped sleeping, an hour here and there. Jim Strauss came to live with me for a month during that time. That was 5 months on the heart drops. Jim rode the train back with me and was giving me hell for, you know, we'd sit up talking till midnight. He'd go to bed and get up to go to the bathroom at 4 or 5 in the morning, and I'd be working, and he was telling me I couldn't go without sleep. The energy was so invigorating for me personally from what I'd come from. I didn't want to climb a ship stairs. I didn't want to certainly crawl tanks or undo tank covers or anything like that. Truth was, I really couldn't do my job properly. And you know, finally, years ago, they took that responsibility away from me. We've got very capable guys, including my son that runs the ship breaking operation. He's much more capable than me and modern and so forth. But they stopped me from doing inspections because I couldn't, I wasn't doing thorough enough inspection, not crawling tanks or anything. So it really, I was headed downhill. I had that heart attack at 35 and I didn't do anything for myself. And things just got worse from there. I didn't have another heart attack. And actually, it was probably 6 months before I felt any pain in my chest. But then it went on until I was introduced to the Strauss heart drops. I was age 41, so it was 6 years after a heart attack, taking nothing, not an aspirin, nothing. And so I don't know. I guess I was meant to stay here for something, Jim, because I was overweight. I was at my heaviest, 250. I was not exercising, smoking, working too hard, young family. And by the grace of God, I made it through. I developed not only all the angina symptoms, but an irregular heartbeat. And that drove me crazy because I felt every beat. I had what's called supraventricular tachycardia. And the heart drops didn't fix that, nor did it fix my high blood pressure. And when I said, I didn't know anything about Strauss other than these heart drops came from there that my friend Ted told me about. It canceled his bypass surgery. So I didn't know they even had other products. I didn't use a computer back then or anything like that. And I was just grateful for those heart drops, I'll tell you. And so when I called Jim and said, I guess it's when I met him in the 5th month of taking the heart drops, when I went out to Kamloops on the train. And I said, you know, it's done nothing for my blood pressure, the heart drops haven't, or my irregular heartbeat. He said, well, if the heart drops haven't helped your blood pressure, then your kidneys have to be the problem. You need this formula. And they have a kidney formula, of course. And he said, the irregular heartbeat, we have a product for that called Cardio Support that's for two things, irregular heartbeat and damaged heart cells to help the body repair them. We only learned, Western medicine only learned about 30 years ago that heart cells could be rejuvenated. Before that, they didn't believe they could be. And oftentimes, Daniel, the key is, the secret is getting blood to them. Every cell in our body needs blood. That's why we have 50,000 kilometers of veins and vessels in us. Right from the hair on your head to your toenails, it all needs blood, every single cell. So when we restrict it or block it, we're going to have a problem. The two most serious we think of is strokes, the brain attack, and heart attacks, lack of oxygen. The blood carries the oxygen. And so it isn't the thing you want to restrict. It's the very most important body function. And just to use an example, if you had restricted blood flow up your carotid arteries, up the sides of your neck, and you weren't getting full blood flow, well, the brain uses 20% of oxygen that we take in. 20% of every bit we take in is consumed by our brain. So you take in less, then the brain is getting something less than what it needs and wants, and hence a stroke can happen. So it's just very important. Anyway, I went on the cardio support, and in 3 months, my arrhythmia stopped. My friend Joe and teammate Joe, who had got himself an awful condition, 400 pounds, and just terrible things wrong with him, he was 5 months getting rid of his crazy arrhythmia. His was from 0 to 200. It was the craziest pulse I ever saw in my life. He was 5 months. Another football player I played with and know well, he was 6 months. But see, when he quit playing football, he was in the physical fitness gymnasium business. He had gyms that people went to. And he worked out himself continuously. Does to this day. He's 72 and he works out to this day. He reduced the weights to twice a week, he told me a few years ago. But so he was always doing this strenuous exercise, even when he quit playing football. And I wasn't surprised that it took 6 months for him to have his arrhythmia corrected. Atrial fibrillation is one form. I had supraventricular tachycardia. There's three different tachycardias. And mine was a one-beat race that I felt every single one. Went to sleep with it, woke up with it for years. So I was really fortunate. Now, because my kidney, my left kidney specifically, ended up the problem with my blood pressure, I went on the Strokes kidney formula. And for my right hand to God, Jim, for 25 years, had 120 over 70 blood pressure. It just never varied, not at the doctor's office, not staying up all night on a ship, not sleeping enough, stress, you know, from time to time, never varied. And it didn't vary until I got myocarditis last spring, over a year ago now. Not this past spring, but last year when I got it. That was rough. And my blood pressure went pretty crazy then. And it has truthfully been a challenge to get it down. But I just took what I took in the first place, the Strauss heart drops, the Strauss cardio, and the Strauss kidney formula. They're the things that did it for me in the first place. And I take other things too, Jim, and people should today. There's lots of things the Strauss company doesn't make, vitamins and minerals they don't make. And there's no question that people need to, over the age of 50, you don't get the vitamin D3 from the sun. You don't absorb it the way you do when you're less than 50 years old. So D3 is one of the things that I take every day. Vitamin C is important. B compound. I also take full spectrum minerals because I'll get leg cramps and foot cramps at times when I don't. My mother suffered the same thing. So our soil's depleted. Genetically modified foods is 90% of what's in the grocery stores now is or contains GMOs. So we're not having nature's food for the most part, fruit and vegetables and such, and our meat with antibiotics and everything else that's going on there. This factory farming. It's just it's the pollution, chemicals surrounding us. It's not an ideal time for our health, so I really believe in people supplementing. These Strauss products, bladder, kidney, prostate for men. One out of two men get cancer. My dad was having his removed at Boston Medical years ago, and because the heart drops had them cancel his bypass heart surgery, he was willing to try the prostate when his drugs hadn't worked and they were going to do a prostatectomy. And I talked him into giving me 3 months. He took the Strauss prostate formula. He went back. Boston canceled his surgery. And my right hand to God, my dad died 15 years later with a healthy prostate, Jim.
Wow.
So these are effective products that are guaranteed. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. You don't need a reason. You don't need to tell the reason, even. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. They're safe. Never been a complaint to the DEA the FDA in the United States or Health Canada or the Strauss Company about a serious side effect or any harmful effect on any of the products ever. That's 45 years now. They're commercially available in Canada, Jim.
Wait. Great information, and as always, I learned a bunch. Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure as always, Jim. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. We are out of time, but back tomorrow. Be safe, everyone. Bye now.